Can you throw out some examples of businesses, since you've done a lot of research on this, whether, small scale businesses, larger scale businesses, especially ones that are not just building for oneself or one's family, but that are actually contributing to community and others and helping other people?
So, Ricardo, you and I have to brag about Crossing Creek Farm because we just did
I
two
do.
outdoor presentations at Crossing Creek Farm in Shelbyville, Tennessee. They have a website, you can get it. And one of the most important big picture solutions to the things that face us is moving out of industrial ag agriculture back to regenerative agriculture. And Crossing Creek Farm is a farm here in Shelbyville, Tennessee, where Ricardo and I are right now. And they have a regenerative farm. They're raising chickens. They're selling eggs. They are doing all sorts of livestock, pork, cattle. And they have a wonderful farm store. So they have many different lines of business. It's a family. So you have 3 generations on the farm, and part of what they're trying to do is build an incredibly healthy, wonderful life for all 3 generations. So they have the farm. They created a farm store which is open 3 or 4 days a week, which is remarkable. The food is incredible, and it's selling their products, but it's also selling products from different providers relatively close by. Some of the seafood comes from the Gulf, so it comes up through Mississippi and Alabama. But more and more, that farm store is a magnet for people in this area who just want unbelievably healthy food that they can trust. Part of it is not having it labeled as any particular kind of food, literally knowing your farmers, knowing they're eating the food, and knowing exactly what practices they're following. They also have a regenerative farm be an Airbnb thing. They have a cottage that you can rent, and they have space for RV. And this neighborhood is an area is a draw, and so people come and they've got a line of businesses with tourists, people coming. They've just started an educational not-for-profit to teach people how to do regenerative farming. They have an outdoor amphitheater where all sorts of groups have presentations. People come together to discuss how we protect financial transaction freedom. If you look at all the legislators who've been doing wonderful things to support homesteading and regenerative farming, they're in touch back and forth, and the different groups that gather and networks gather to figure out, okay, what do we need the legislator to do next to support homesteading and regenerative farming? So there's a unbelievable sort of viral network growing out of Crossing Creek Farm. And so Ricardo, you were just there, and it was your first visit to Crossing Creek Farm this weekend. Did you see a building wealth kind of ecosystem going on there?
Absolutely. And I just want to latch on to what you just said about the way they set up the farm. They've got the whole family is working and contributing to the operation. That to me is a family wealth building operation, and they're keeping their family close. Far too often you hear about kids going through college, getting a job, and then moving out. This is a way of keeping them all close, keeping them all protected at the same farm, keeping them all within the same space, and they're all contributing. On screen, you're now seeing this quote by Peter Lynch about know what you own and why you own it. And traditionally, that is applied to the investment realm of, say, the true financial investments, like which stocks to buy, which bonds to buy, understanding the companies that you're investing in. And that's all true, but I would extend that to you are also on a daily basis investing with your time, your money, into the people you associate with, the farmers you associate with and you buy products from. And by going to a farm like Crossing Creek, you get to talk to the owners. You get to talk to them. You get to see the animals. You get to pet them, right? So you understand the full circle of what you're buying, the full supply chain. You get to understand it. You get to build that relationship. And that to me is investing on a daily basis as well. Far too often you hear
So,
people, yeah, you go.
so one of the things that's great, I went back and I looked at the curriculum in the 1800s in Texas of what kids were learning in the schools, and they were learning all the algebras of how to put in a crop, how to buy the seed, plant the seed, put in a crop, finance the crop if they had to, harvest the crop and sell it for more than it costs you to make it. It was quite remarkable how sophisticated grade school mathematics and algebra was in support of helping kids learn how to help their parents farm. in Texas, literally in the 1850s. And when you sit at Crossing Creek Farm, all the kids are working in the farm and they're in the discussions of all these different things. And it's, you know, they're getting that incredible education and an understanding of mathematics and how it relates to making the farm be a successful economic enterprise.
You know,
that's excellent. This is a perfect example of a business model that is family, community, passion, and contributes to fighting this battle. Ultimately, I mean, that's a perfect one for this.
Right. And when you sit down and talk with the people, everybody's, you know, whether it's the people, you know, the grandparents, the parents, the kids, a lot of the people coming to visit and the animals, everybody looks so healthy. And you think, this is real wealth building.